So President Obama is on vacation this week, but you wouldn't know it really from the number of appearances that our Commander-in-Chief has had to make. So how does he actually manage to take any time off during the time that he's been on vacation? Probably not very much. This was the first time he had to re-emerge from his vacation to talk about Ben Bernanke.
Ben approached a financial system on the verge of collapse with calm and wisdom, with bold action and out-of-the-box thinking that has helped put the brakes on our economic freefall.
Now he's working there.
Yep, and then there was some sad news about Ted Kennedy, of course.
Over the past several years, I've had the honor to call Teddy a colleague, a counselor, and a friend. And even though we have known this day was coming for some time now, we awaited it with no small amount of dread.
And back to work there.
Absolutely. Now for an update on the Obama's working vocation is Boston Herald writer Laura Rupesu. She is at Martha's Vineyard right now. Busy week, Laura. What's the president up to next?
Well, he's going to a funeral. He's going to Ted Kennedy's funeral tomorrow.
So that means he's leaving the vineyard.
He's leaving
heading
the vineyard.
Heading to Boston.
He's going to, tonight he is leaving Martha's Vineyard. With the First Lady Michelle Obama, they're flying to Boston. They're staying overnight in a hotel. They're flying in late, so they're not going to the wake at the Kennedy Library. And then tomorrow he will deliver the eulogy at the funeral at 10:30. And then, weather permitting, there's Hurricane Danny that appears to be going to create some havoc this weekend. He will come back here to Martha's Vineyard, pick up the girls, and they will leave on Sunday.
So you're done now then, Laura, end of your assignment?
No, actually, I have to go back to Boston and cover the funeral. So I have to stand outside, probably in the rain, tomorrow at the funeral and identify all the notables and VIPs that will be going to Ted's funeral.
Well, thank you for the weather update as well as the president's vacation
update. No rest
update.
For the wicked there, yeah.
All right, Laura Rupesu.
It's Raposa.
Raposa.
Thank you, Laura.
Raposa.
Nobody can say it better than you can say it. Thank you very much for getting us up to date with the latest on the president's vacation, working vacation.
You know, we've all turned into the president, I think, on this. With all these electronic devices, none of us can take a vacation. We're all on BlackBerries. We're all on email.
What goes with you? You know,
Lachman, do you ever turn off?
I try. I'm not always successful. This year, I did unplug because I was enveloped by weeks of fog while I was in Maine, and that worked out. It was very peaceful.
How do you unplug on vacation? Give us your story at 877-8-MY-TICK. We have some great ones to share this hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.